Well, this is number one of a short series on the resurrection, and we're just going to talk about how salvation is a complex thing. It has parts. It is instantaneous, yet, of course, it is worked out throughout our whole lives. It is something which is positional, and yet we have progressive salvation happening. We have the fact that it's done by God, and yet we are called to believe. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit all have roles to play in our salvation, of course. And Jesus cried out on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me?" The sin of the world was placed upon his shoulders. An infinite, eternal, and holy being, he became sin for us so that we could be righteous. And before Jesus cried out, before Jesus died, he cried out, "It is finished." Now this begs a question, what was finished? The work on the cross, the payment for our sins, he finished for us upon that cross. But does this "it is finished" mean that there was nothing left to be done? What other parts were in play? Hypothetically, what if Jesus had not lived a perfect life before he went to that cross? Would it have been finished? Of course not, because it would have meant he was not the eternal Son of God, an infinite being who could pay for our sins upon the cross. He was just merely another sinner. But he was the eternal Son of God, an infinite and holy being that was able to die upon that cross for us. Secondly, what if Jesus had not risen from the dead? And that brings us to the question of the series. What are the results of the resurrection? Why is it so important that Jesus rose from the dead? And in short, we could say this: Jesus came to earth, he took on human flesh, he lived the perfect life that we could not live, he went to the cross willingly. Why? Because we are broken and dead in our sins, and he demonstrated his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We were spiritually hopeless, so God, in love, provided a way of salvation through his Son. Now, we needed to be saved from the wrath that was to come, and therefore God poured out his wrath on the willing Son on our behalf. And if our salvation and forgiveness then is accomplished on the cross, why then is the resurrection so important? Well, Paul starts us off in 1 Corinthians. He says this, 1 Corinthians 15, he says, "And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is worthless. You are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If we have hoped in Christ in this life only, we are of all men most to be pitied." So the question then is this: what if there was no resurrection from the dead? What if Jesus Christ did not rise from the dead? What would be the results? And Paul lays out four practical points of it. He says, number one, your faith is worthless. Now picture you go to mow a lawn and the engine is broken. So you pull the string, nothing happens, the blade is not spinning, and yet you walk across your lawn back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Everybody would look at you like you're crazy because that lawnmower is not effective. It's worthless. That's what Paul is saying about faith in Jesus Christ. If Jesus Christ did not rise from the dead, it is not effective. It is worthless. He says, secondly, that we're still in our sins. In other words, if Jesus did not rise from the dead, there's no forgiveness of sins whatsoever. And then he points out those who have fallen asleep or those who have died in Christ have perished. In other words, there's no hope of eternal life. And lastly, in short, he says, our faith places us in a pitiful position if Christ did not rise from the dead. So the following sessions will cover exactly what the resurrection did for us and what the results of the resurrection are.